This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday lunchtime. I'm Jamie O'Hara with Red FM's daily news podcast. A man who allegedly attempted to rob a shop in the city armed with a syringe will appear in court in the city today. He was one of two men arrested in relation to incidents in the city on Sunday evening. This is how we reported that story in our morning bulletins. Gardaí have arrested two men after staff in a number of shops in the city were threatened with syringes. The men in their late 20s were arrested at separate locations in the city on Tuesday and taken to the Bridewell and Mayfield Garda stations. Lana O'Connor has more for Red FM News.
The men were questioned about the two syringe robberies, one at an off-licence on Douglas Street on Sunday evening and another at a convenience store on the North Main Street, also on Sunday evening. The men, who are both originally from North Cork, have since been released. Separately, Gardaí have seized two suspected firearms in White's Cross after officers received a report from a member of the public that they'd found two handguns at Ballycolly Road at around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. A revolver and semi-automatic pistol were recovered from a ditch. The scene has been preserved for a technical examination and a search of the area is underway. Units of the Divisional Search Team and the Southern Region Dog Unit are at the scene. Both of the suspected guns will be sent for analysis. No arrests have been made and investigations are ongoing. Lana O'Connor, Red FM News.
Gardaí have issued fines to 30 people who attended a house party in the city on Tuesday night. The fines were handed out ahead of the Easter bank holiday weekend when Gardaí say they'll be conducting a number of checkpoints in the region. Here's how that story was covered earlier today.
House parties in the area around UCC will continue unless landlords stop renting out college houses during the pandemic, according to a Cork Residents Association. It's after Gardaí handed out fines to 30 people attending a house party on Glasheen Road on Tuesday night. Officers responded to reports of crowds at a house in the area and discovered a party underway. Several people attending the party gave Gardaí home addresses in County Kerry. Anyone attending an indoor gathering is being fined €150, while the organisers can be fined €500. Gardaí Press told Red FM News that officers attended a number of house parties in the city on Tuesday night and say the breaches will be prosecuted by means of fixed penalty notices. Speaking to Red FM News, Catherine Clancy from the Magazine Road and Surrounding Areas Residents Association says locals are afraid this could be the start of party season.
There is obviously a gap, and that is the landlords. As long as landlords accept this type of behaviour and rent out houses knowing that there'll be party houses, I'm afraid we do risk this continuing, and we do risk the spread of COVID-19 and a fourth wave, and we also risk the health, well-being and happiness and enjoyment of our homes, you know, for the residents. It's unacceptable. It's wrong.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and former GAA President Sean Kelly says it's very disappointing that a number of high-profile Dublin footballers took part in a collective training session yesterday in breach of public health rules. The Irish Independent reported this morning that up to 9 players engaged in a series of group training drills yesterday at the Innisfail's GAA club in North Dublin. Johnny Cooper, Brian Howard and Footballer of the Year Brian Fenton reportedly among them. The development involving the All-Ireland champions is a setback to the GAA's plans to allow inter-county panels to return to collective training on April 19th. Kelly says it's a situation that shouldn't have occurred.
Very disappointing, especially coming from the 6-in-a-row Dubs. There's a responsibility with that accolade to be a good example, and every club and every county in the country are probably frustrated that they cannot get back on the field, but there is a roadmap there. The GAA have outlined the guidelines and everybody has to stick by them. But I think the GAA will certainly have to look at it very strongly, and you have to be consistent in the way you apply the rules. You have to apply to everybody.
In football, Northern Ireland remain without an international win since October of 2019. Last night's World Cup qualifier with Bulgaria in Belfast ended in a scoreless draw. Italy are top of Group C following a 2-0 win away to Lithuania. The shock of the night, though, came in Group J, where Germany lost 2-1 at home to North Macedonia. The four-time World Cup winners are now behind both Armenia and North Macedonia in that group.
Don't forget to like and subscribe to get Red FM's News Extra daily.
Yesterday's programme was, part of it was dominated by shoes and children's shoes and not being able to get children's shoes and how quickly kids grow out of shoes, you know, and how people were buying them online and there was a bit of a lottery going on and some supermarkets were selling them off the shelves. Well, they've had a change of heart and it means now that shoe shops will be allowed to sell children's shoes by appointment only. Now, you could be critical about them, but at least they have the cop on in government, from Micheál Martin down, to say we need to revisit different aspects of where we're at. And one of them, of course, was shoe shops. So Micheál Martin says that guidance will be published and will relate to children's shoes only, where you can make an appointment and go with your child and the child's foot will be measured and you'll be able to get shoes then that fit your child's shoe size and shoe, I suppose, foot design and shape, by making an appointment for a booking. And it's also good for shoe shops because a lot of them are family-run businesses. So the examiner pick up on it as well, saying children's shoe fitting by appointment, not too far away. They're also talking about rolling out a register online for vaccines. It's a story that makes the front of the Sun today. Let's get the jab done. Other papers pick up on it, like a booking system, is what they're calling it. But there are those then that are abusing it, apparently. And the front of the Mail says an online HSE system used by staff for vaccination is being widely abused by non-healthcare employees. There are many loopholes to jump the queue within the HSE, apparently, and some are saying that they know of at least three people who managed to jump the queue by falsely posing as healthcare workers, that there's no need for identification by all accounts. You heard in the news there of a house party. This is a College Road house party up around UCC where the guards, fined 30 people at the house party. They gave them on-the-spot fines of €150 and €500 to the organisers. Now, it's one thing giving out the fines, is another thing collecting the dosh, but that's the Gardaí warning. There'll be more of that with regards to fining people, particularly over the bank holiday weekend. And the guards are angry then themselves, over rank and file are angry over the rollout of the vaccine, because they have made points in the past that, you know, they really are frontline workers and should be treated accordingly. And the front page of the Echo says, Gardaí angry over vaccine. One of them is quoted as saying, I knew the risks I was taking when I joined the force, but I never believed that my elderly mother or my wife and family would be at risk of having to give their lives because of my job as a guard. So they're calling for changes over the rollout. It's a body blow to them. And if you want an example of how the guards are really on the front line, there's a court report in the Echo today of a Garda who had his PPE gear ripped from him by a patient at the Mercy who assaulted the guard and a paramedic who were both trying to help him, both the guard and the paramedic. And that's what the guards have to deal with, potentially have to deal with on a daily basis. Anyway, the Red Tops this morning say that everyone in Ireland will be able to register for this COVID-19 vaccine as soon as it goes live. It's a portal. It'll be online. I don't know what you do with people who aren't online, because not everybody is, but there you go. I mentioned there about the 8 weeks to save the summer. Well, that's a warning from NPHET saying, you know, we don't want a Christmas or a post-Christmas jump in the coming weeks, and that, you know, there is a fear that that could happen. That's why the next 8 weeks and people's behaviour is absolutely critical. Ireland is highly likely otherwise to be hit with a fourth wave of COVID-19 if there's an increase in social contact in the coming weeks. They're putting a number of 8 weeks on it.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie and check out our other podcasts.